As Maine and other states grapple with their outbreaks of COVID-19, attention is starting to shift to how and when governors might begin relaxing physical distancing and business restrictions. But a key component to those discussions is testing for the novel coronavirus. A lack of testing capacity has been a problem ever since Maine recorded its first case, and it could be a significant barrier in efforts to return to normal. Our chief political correspondent, Steve Missler, is here to talk about how Maine's been hamstrung by a lack of testing capacity and what this might mean going forward. Steve, I want to start with a clip from Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah that you highlighted in your story on mainepublic.org about testing today.
One of the mantras of public health is that when you look for things, you find them. And in this situation, our team has gone out aggressively, proactively to look for more cases. And as a result of that, when you look for things, we find them. And that's what we're seeing now.
I know, Steve, there that Dr. Shah is referring to the CDC's efforts to aggressively test staff, workers, and residents at congregate care facilities. But you mention it in your story to illustrate a broader point about testing for COVID-19. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, so I think Dr. Shah's comment the other day stood out because it really frames the struggle Maine and other states have had in getting a full picture of the COVID-19 outbreak. Those case updates that we get every day from the Maine CDC are really just a glimpse of the actual outbreak, and that's according to Dr. Shah. And we don't have that full picture because we don't have and have never had a robust testing program for this virus. And I'm not just talking about Maine here. I'm also talking about the entire country. There are a lot of well-documented reasons for this. I mean, the feds were slow to approve a test for COVID-19, and when it finally did, the supplies needed to complete that test were, and continue to be, in very short supply. Now, the consequences of that are that public health officials in Maine and other states have been hamstrung in their response to the virus because they've effectively had to ration tests by only testing people on the front lines, such as healthcare workers, people who have already been hospitalized, or people who are working or living in long-term care facilities. Now, sure, doctors can order tests for other people, but those results are often processed at commercial labs, and the results are delayed for days, if not weeks. So while public health officials would like to be as aggressive testing as they were and or as they are in long-term care facilities, they really can't be. They are, to put a twist on Dr. Shah's quote, unable to look as hard for COVID-19 infections as they would like and unable to find them.
And that is because there's been a shortage of supplies needed to complete these tests, right?
Exactly. And it's a nationwide shortage. Even in the early going, the Maine CDC was unable to complete tests for the people deemed as the top priority because they didn't have enough of the special reagent that they needed. At one point, they had a backlog of more than 1,000 tests. The Maine CDC actually had to purchase another type of testing equipment to help clear that backlog. And to illustrate how desperate things were, Dr. Shah was actually reluctant to disclose exactly what type of new machine the state had purchased because he was so worried that other states would pursue the same strategy and make a run on the testing supplies and create another shortage. So interstate competition for testing was a problem, and so was the federal government, which still hasn't delivered on President Trump's promise for expansive testing.
We have also reported that Maine CDC has had trouble getting access to those new rapid tests from Abbott Labs. Remind us what happened there.
Right. So the Maine CDC was originally told by the feds that they were going to get a shipment of these new rapid tests that could have increased the state's capacity by sixfold. But then the feds shorted that delivery, giving Maine just a fraction of what it was originally promised. And that forced Dr. Shah to ask Martin's Point Healthcare to donate some of its rapid tests, which it did. Now, what we've learned is that the feds have been diverting shipments of tests and supplies to states that are hotspots, which might make sense as a short-term strategy, but it's also left states like Maine taking a very defensive posture and responding to their respective outbreaks. Here's how Governor Janet Mills described the situation when I asked her about it earlier this week.
I've made the case several times to the president and the vice president that we also need greater testing capacity because we don't want to become a hot spot. If you give those to us now, let us acquire those now from all whatever appropriate sources, we can break the curve before it becomes a surge.
Steve, how much of a consideration is testing capacity for Governor Mills as she thinks about when and how to ease some of these physical distancing and business restrictions?
Nora, she says it's a huge consideration. And that's because absent some miraculous vaccine or treatment for COVID-19, the virus is likely going to be with us for a while. And if that's true, then there's always a risk of a second wave of infections once state officials begin relaxing the restrictions you mentioned earlier. And one of the best ways to deal with that is widespread testing, because if you have it, you can look for more infections, find them, and take the appropriate measures to make sure those people don't spread the disease to even more people and overwhelm our healthcare system. I mean, that's why these restrictions were put in place now. And without more testing, they could be put in place again if there's a second outbreak. And that's why governors like Mills are making the case to the federal government that more testing is the absolute bare minimum necessity if we're going to start reopening the economy and relaxing these restrictions. Without it, we could be contemplating the very same situation we currently find ourselves in, playing defense and unable to look and find as many infections as we want.
Okay, Steve. Well, thank you for breaking this down for us.
Happy to do it, Nora.